What's going on, people? It's your boy, Party Hard. Back up in this motherfucker, man. Doing what the fuck I do. Shaking and baking, man. Keeping that thing between the mustard and the mayonnaise. Now, we about to get into the second episode of the 100 Show. I'd like to thank everybody who tuned in, who listening. Like you to share this out to your friends. This is on Spotify, Apple Music, you know, all the, you know, known platforms that you niggas fuck with. So come check us out, man. I got my man Kale jumping in. We got a couple other people jumping in. I don't know who else jumping in, but I know Kale gonna be up in there. So, you know, just truckers chopping up, talking about different stuff, this virus and shit that's going on, stuff like that. So get into it, man. Hope you enjoy the episode. Who tapped in? Raking up Joey Business Time. Joey, where the fuck? There we go. Everybody coming in all at once. Kale, Business Time, in the fucking building, nigga.
What it do? What's going on with you?
God, I can't call it, my nigga. I can't call it, son. That nigga left back out. It's me and you, though, Joy. Joy, is you out? Yeah, I'm in here, man. I had something stuck in the tire, so I had a slow leak.
Damn, ain't that something? Just get back already from here.
Bro, already, bro. And I fucking hate being stopped and having to fucking be here and you know, get the tire fixed and shit. Cause you know how that be. Last time I came in here and got a tire fixed, man, it took 7 hours. Well, it wasn't this one, it was another one. But they look like they're moving pretty quick on this one, so I should be able to get it done.
No, you have to go on your first trip.
I'm going up to Illinois.
Oh, okay. Man, I would have daggone did some, if I would have did some tip service jobs for the next 2 weeks, I wouldn't even went back.
Yeah, so a lot of people say, man, like, it's safe to go back to work type shit. Well, they got y'all still working? I mean, the store's closing and shit like that, so how that's going down there?
Everything's still open down here as far as, like, restaurants and bars closed, but these grocery stores ain't closing.
Man, this shit like the movies we be watching, dog. It's slowly but sure. They just use niggas' fear and go ahead and trick niggas' martial law. And once they see this shit flowing smooth, we'll never come back out. It's like, nah, no more jobs, no more none of that.
When this the thing. When stuff go back, when everything's overdone with, say this shit lasts all year, right? So what's going to happen next year, everything going to be fucking tax high as hell. Everything going to be high as fuck. Everything.
That's gonna still create a panic and a fucking problem.
Yeah. So, but hey, I'm just riding away. I'm out trying to find new. I'm out looking for a new vehicle.
I am.
Why? Shit? This the time to buy some shit right here.
That's what they say. Yeah. They say it is.
Refinance your mortgage and shit. Rates has dropped.
They said now is the time to fucking buy. I just don't want to buy shit. I do need me a pickup truck for my four-wheeler, bro, because I can't keep, you know, it seems like every fucking time I'm in Virginia, no matter what, it's, we got a situation with the police and be stopping me on the four-wheeler, bro. Like, how could we have nothing better to do, bro? Like,
they is just bad.
Yo, yeah. Oh, is this Kale or this sound like Charlemagne?
Hello.
That's Kale.
Man, it's my shit with Trip.
But Dan Charlotte, I've been seeing them ride at Walmart, the four wheelers. I don't think they really too much bottom out here down here, but I do know in North Carolina, down here, if you don't like something like that and you get a you run, they can't chase you. I don't know if it's light up there. Once you start dipping out, you're going too fast. They can't chase you.
Shit, they go chase you in Virginia. They giving chase.
They'll let you go. But they don't be stressing out of that. They be out here in the neighborhood on them joints. Stress like somebody, you might have an old person out here trying to they get annoyed.
Yeah, that's too mobile.
Man, bro, this shit, and that ain't losing service. This shit like keep just blacking out, and every time the screen go black, it like cut the shit out. I can't even hear. I don't know what the fuck going on. Like, it really sound like I need to put y'all on speaker. But every time I put it up to my ear, that shit cut out. Man, this shit tripping today.
You got no headset?
Hell no, man. You know I got now.
Yeah, you need to get you a headset.
hell? What the fuck happened? I thought you had one.
Bro, I don't fuck with no headsets. You know a nigga got them key no iPhone headphones, but them bitches got broke. Nigga, I don't got them. I ain't even stunned no got
them. Oh, yeah.
Like right now, I just got down, throw that bitch under my shirt right here under my shoulder. Hey, glad. That's how we rocking. Yeah. For real. But yeah.
Right, yeah.
Nah, man. That shit, that coronavirus shit, bro. Look, if they shut trucks down, bro, the world gonna fucking shut down. That's what it is. Like, these niggas really stop trucks, the world gonna shut down. Like, they can't stop trucks, bro. That shit dead.
Nah, we see truckers are considered to be the same as healthcare field or like a emergency worker, police officer and stuff.
Yeah. But nah, like y'all was saying though, when like they say this shit can last all summer. By the time this shit do get relieved or whatever happens, like man, ain't no telling what they can usher in, brother.
Chip bullshit.
You said what?
Nigga, I got about 15, 20 more summers while my knees still working.
They don't want to hear it, pimp. So listen, I feel like they going to usher in that chip pretty soon. Like, cause the economy, all this shit going to be fucked up. And then they pulling that goddamn virus shit on the money. They got talking about the bank tellers using gloves. They don't even want to touch it. They going to try to usher in that chip somehow, some way.
This is a setup.
And I ain't taking that chip.
I believe it's a pure setup.
You're going to have to kill me before I take a chip. That shit dead, pimp. I ain't doing no chip.
Man. Fuck it. That's how I am. Matter of fact, you forgot. You just reminded me. I got to buy some more ammo.
Bro, I was talking to my dad earlier today. He was just saying that how the white folks, bro. Where it's going to be crazy at, though, bro? The city. Niggas gonna start looting, breaking into other folks' shit, trying to get shit. But if you got your shit off out in the, you know what I'm saying? You out in the woods, like you said, you got you some ammo. Motherfuckers who know how to hunt and live off their own land, them the ones who gonna be straight. Niggas who goddamn used to going to McDonald's and all. Bro, they gonna be fucked up, bro. That's where the chaos gonna be at.
See, I'm in the city, but yeah. I gotta go rack up some more ammo. Cause I did motherfucker run up in here.
Hell yeah.
Man, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I don't get fucked by the country living. Skinning possums and squirrels and shit. Niggas eating all that wild game. I ain't fucking with that shit. Niggas tearing up rabbits and shit.
Bro.
I ain't fucking with none of that, nigga. I don't eat none of that
nigga,
shit.
Nigga, yo ass going to eat it when you starving
right
now.
I'm vegan. I'm going to eat blades of grass, nigga.
See, these the people you got to worry about when shit like this happen is the middle class, the lower class. Like, I ain't even like some middle class, but the motherfuckers who making less than $50,000 a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Them motherfuckers you gotta worry about. Them motherfuckers gonna have a hard time. These motherfuckers off here living off government assistance.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know how to fucking survive. Yeah. Them gonna be the snakes in the grass, motherfuckers. Can y'all see it?
Yeah, I hear you.
Them gonna be a PH.
Yeah, I hear
you. Okay, see.
Joe.
I got a phone call. The phone call, daggone. That don't knock everybody out. PH.
Oh, yeah, you got to leave and come back now.
Yeah.
And that phone call, it won't let you, can't you get back in? Well, it let you come back in two or three times.
Yeah, you just got to leave, come back, and goddamn click on the link you sent.
I don't know, Charlemagne, hit me one of his bras, man. It was falling out this afternoon when I talked to him. Joey.
Yo.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I don't bet. But yeah, them motherfuckers don't know how to struggle off this shit. It's over for them. If that shit get worse, motherfuckers.
Pete Gang, I ain't even gonna really say the bottom feeders in the aspect. We are bottom feeders in a certain level. So goddamn,
yeah.
I really feel like the ones who gonna be getting tripped up for real in this house is the ones who not in their Bible. Them the ones who just gonna be only getting tripped up around this time. If you in your Bible like you supposed to be, I don't feel like you're gonna be worried about shit. You're gonna be straight.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm not in my Bible like that. I feel different. But when I'm
nigga, I don't have a Bible.
Oh my God.
But what I'm saying is like I ain't even saying I'm talking about people that's already scoundrels now.
Yeah.
With the shit, just doing dumb stuff as it is. So when shit really hit the fan, and if it get worse, There's gonna be motherfuckers out here just doing dumb shit.
Yo, now you're right about that.
They keep showing you the movies Contagion, Outbreak.
Hey, that was Baby Mama just told me today.
They've been doing to a nigga, bro. They been setting it up. This is what they playing.
Baby Mama got down just
now
said.
Now they tell you the money poisonous. You don't want to touch it. Throw this chip in your back,
man.
And then next, ain't nobody working no jobs. No, we all on robot time.
Exactly.
Bro.
They bringing the robots out. Goddamn.
I hate to even bring it up as far as the Bible. Why? Now it's something in the Bible now. The Young Thug posted today. Basically, I would send something to the earth. It's crazy. A lot of people don't really do the Bible, but it do be having just some weird
shit.
Well,
you read Revelation, the records in your
core. Listen, bro. All this shit. I ain't trying to say I'm better than the next person. At the end of the day, I want everybody to eat that word up. But yes, I seen that too. I deleted my Instagram. I don't do none of that social media bullshit. I got tired of saying the stupid shit. So look, I'm 25. I got tired of saying all the dumb shit, bro. So goddamn, Baby Mama sent me a screenshot too about that shit. But listen, you gotta think.
Well, Young Thug post,
and like
yeah.
you said, like Young Thug post, that don't mean shit, bro. Like, bro, these niggas is goddamn, like you say, snakes in the grass, bro. That's why they say it's gonna be a mass deception to sweep this land so hard, bro. If you know what I'm saying, but you ain't in that bike, bro. These Thug, who the fuck is Thug? That man been sold his soul. So anything he posts, ain't nobody trying to hear. Like, bro, it's a prayer. Psalms 91. Y'all look this up after we get out the thing, whatever it's called. It's the prayer, Psalms 91. And before all this popped out, like I said, if you've been in your Bible, bro, you've been knowing about these times. Like, bro, it's times where the death angel swept the land. And all Jesus said was just stay in the house and wait till it blow over. Like, people can say this was as equal as the death angel sweeping the land or whatever. But, bro, as long as you got the blood of Christ on your doorstep, you ain't got shit to worry about. You ain't got to throw no mask on, bro. You can breathe high in the sky.
Bro, I respect that. You standing on your motherfucking word. I respect that.
Facts, bro.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't hating that. I respect that shit.
Yeah, he got to fall on his knees, though, because, boy, we all have sinned.
Oh, yeah,
facts. Grace of the Lord. And this nigga here falls short.
Ugly ass. Look, you can't. Don't listen to this nigga. But look. I'm some real nigga shit, bro. All these different religions, E5, Muslim, I don't like, you know what I'm saying? Like, trying to bash none, but all these missed different beliefs and this way to go. No, bro, it's only one true way. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, the rap game, that shit really, really, they after the youth, bro. Like, the old folks, I mean, they ain't pretty, but you gotta look with everything we get seen, everything to get promoted to us, far as the women, far as the young niggas, the rap industry, they want you to goddamn be as rich as fuck. They making you chase this endless rope of never being happy, never being satisfied with you at. They making you think you gotta have this, that, and the third. But it's all type of shit. And then at the end of the day, why you think all these niggas talking about some type of shit they going through with the devil, like NLE Chopper now? He having some outbreak, somebody he wanna kill himself around December 31st. And everybody talking about some, just look, if you look in my eyes, you really see what's going on. I only smile because I got 20 camera mouth. It's not a coincidence all these niggas goddamn saying this. Oh, damn, they're lying close. Like, bro, all these niggas is fucking with the devil, bro. That's what niggas not understanding. When Lucifer was in heaven, he was over goddamn music. You feel me? So when he fell, he took a third of the angels. Bro, I'm telling you, they're fucking this. Come on, stupid ass truck. Damn. It's a deception game, bro. That's that race thing. Another one. That's a big one, too. That's why I need. Black versus white, bro. It's only one race, the human race. All that color shit, bro.
I was telling niggas that the other day, like, what is black? What is white?
Yeah, bro.
Something a motherfucker told
bro,
you.
Bro, Joey, I can put your game back how Martin Luther King was some bullshit, Rosa Parks was some bullshit, the Emmett Till story was some bullshit, bro. All that was shit. Like history,
even the Black Panther shit was some bullshit.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
The KKK. They was all in it together. Why you think the motherfuckers ain't never really, went in each other? The KKK and Black Panther, they didn't want Malcolm X and all that shit, man. This shit was crazy.
Exactly, Black bro. All it is to keep us, you know what I'm saying, keep hitting us over the head, to keep everything divided. And the whole concept is to keep us distracted and stay out of guys' work. You got everyday life going on. Like I told PH, bro, when I'm at home, bro, it's so hard for me to stay in my word and stay repenting and stay like how I'm supposed to. When I'm in this truck, I'm alone. I you know what I'm saying? I'm focusing on my walk. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no distractions. When I'm at home, bro, it's a whole different story, bro. I be off my pivot. I ain't doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And at this hour, bro, you got to step back. You can't look at your life. You got to look at the world, what the world is becoming to. Everything God say don't do, the world say do. When you can turn on Good Morning America at 7 o'clock in the morning with Michael Strahan, you got a 10, 11-year-old little boy in a dress with a wig on. Been chanting. No, bro, this is modern-day Babylon.
That shit broke his ass all the way down. I told this nigga about T-Mobile. Damn, T-Mobile. Cut that shit right on out. Oh, shit, Joey. Joey. Somebody seen to cut up like a motherfucker.
Like, everybody look around and countries say this and that.
Nigga, I don't know if Joey heard that, but all I heard was a transformer on the phone, Bumblebee or something. Joey, you said that? What's going on, people? It's your boy Buddy Hug coming back at you, man. It's hard to get everybody in here at one time so we can get the show, get another episode, or finish this one episode we was doing. Now, you know, it's this mass hysteria about the coronavirus or whatever that is. So, you know, they got different people locked in across the country. At different places, they say Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, California, they got people on the curfews and people on the, like, lockdown. So, let's go tap in with the drivers and see where everybody at and see what's going on, if they, you know, experiencing lockdowns, where they at, or what's going on with their family, how it's happening. So, tune in, try to get everybody to tap in.
Yo, yo.
Yo, what's up, Boosa, baby?
What's happening?
Bro, I've been here about 3 motherfucking hours, dog. They said, yeah, you got 6 o'clock appointment. So they let me sit there all the time and say, we can't find your trailer. Niggas, you serious?
Damn.
I put it where the broad told me to drop the fucking trailer.
Shit, boy.
Oh, yeah, she fucked up. It took y'all this long to tell me?
Oh, damn, yeah, she fucked up, bro.
Hey, my nigga, like, come on, bro.
Yeah, bro. I got bad news, boy.
What?
They baked the nigga.
They did?
Yeah.
What'd they say?
Well, you know what I'm saying? They trying to work some other stuff out, but they can't even assure me now, so. You know what I mean? Shit. I'm going to hightail back to Florida tomorrow.
Why the fuck they said they could? Like, why they act like it wasn't a problem then?
Yeah, well, you don't know. You say you tried for a whole week to figure it out, but you know, it's what it is, man.
Oh, he really did that. Kel, nigga, Kel. I told you Kel's ass.
But that shit was old, man. The new law came out, bro.
Kel, just saying.
The new law about the, you know, the drug and alcohol. Now you gotta. Nah, that shit stick with you. Kel just ain't telling nigga where he worked at. That's why they didn't know about it. But this shit gonna stick with me for my whole driving career.
Damn, nigga.
And then, you know what I'm saying? Unless I beat it.
You don't fall off?
Nah, unless I beat it.
You got to get the right lawyer there.
Yeah, I got to get it sealed, get the right lawyer.
Yeah, you got to get the right lawyer.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I gotta unpack this truck.
I'm sorry to hear that, my nigga.
No, that's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is, my nigga. Shit. I'm finna gonna get faded. That's what I'm finna gonna do.
Where you at?
Chicago.
Nigga, that's where I'm at.
Are you here?
I'm in University Park.
Oh shit. You gonna be up here all night?
Hell no, you know I ain't. I'm trying to get my load.
Oh yeah, you got a clock then.
Nah, you know, well, I mean, I got a clock, but basically, you know, I ain't even started yet.
You feel me?
You should have put up. You should put up on the blessing for one. You know what I'm talking about?
Huh?
That's what you should pull up on me and bless me.
My shit said 339, and I'm supposed to be hitting the 341. Okay. It's just like that. That's why I do put something beside it, because it's hard to see the doors. Like, anything, you know, it look crazy. There's a million doors, and ain't there. It's hard to see this. There we go.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm out here. I'm sitting out here getting loaded. You know, I ain't going nowhere. Especially when they play with my load like that.
So what? You stand until your time clock restart, or you just get started?
No, I gotta get loaded, son.
Yeah.
You feel me? I ain't gonna be here that long. I ain't started going yet for the day. I started doing nothing. I've been here. You know, they had to work on the truck and shit.
Then you finna buzz it through the night?
Well, not all the way through the night, but I'm gonna run a few hours a night. That's what you're talking about. Yeah, I'm gonna get a little something at night, about 5 hours. 300, because I gotta be down in Texas. Shit, Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
Oh, man.
So, well, 11 a.m. I got 11 a.m. appointment. Then I got another load. Take me to Colorado. I gotta shoot to Colorado. Don't want to go to Colorado, but damn, it look like I'm still. I think I'm still too far over. Now I need to be on the yellow line. Yeah, exactly. I knew it. That's why this dude got this thing out there, because if you don't, you ain't going to hit that door right. I hate doors like this, bro.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be all that particular stuff about hitting instead of just hit. You gotta hit it dead on or you got a problem. It's slim on that side. Slim.
Yeah.
So what you doing? Just hanging out up there, Shaw?
Yeah, man. I'm just in the back of the job park. You know what I'm saying? They're going to come pick me up tomorrow morning, go pick up this rental car. You know, so I'm just get everything packed up, man. So I'll just stop and throw the fuck with you for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, so I'm right here. I'm beating him. I'll say when I get ready to pull off. I'm right up block.
I thought you from Elk Grove.
From who?
From Elk Grove Village.
I don't know.
Let me go look.
Please. I'm from the University Park.
You say University what? Oh, yeah.
University Park.
Oh, yeah. You like... Oh, you an hour away. Shit.
An hour away?
Yeah, boy. You, damn. Yeah, you out there. You're not even in. You ain't even know what... You near Chicago Heights. You south side Chicago, boy. South side, like near Gary and all that. Tinley Park. Chicago Heights, right up the street from you.
I say the whole nation about to be in a lockdown.
Yeah, they locking down tomorrow at 3 o'clock up here, so I gotta get on the road tomorrow, so.
Well, Chicago will be quiet.
Yeah, I gotta get out of here before they start doing that. And I gotta drive all the way back to, I don't feel like doing that.
Drive all the way back to Florida?
Yeah.
There's always a way with this, bro. Starting to work out. You know, I Gail got the same shit on the thing. He working. And his happened since the new law.
No, even what he got is in January.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, new law switched over January 1. The company probably made you sign a paper. You just ain't probably pay attention to it, but that's what that was. Accepting that new law about the, you know, drug and alcohol. So it's gonna go on your public record for like driving. So if something like that ever happened, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's what it is. You know what I'm saying? You know, just throwing up my paper. Like, you know, he's like, give him like a week. Because his buddy, I met the guy today, you know, when I got here, he was just like, yeah, I talked to him. He got, you know, we got a subsidiary company we can try to get you, you know, get you running with. You know, it was, I don't know, man. I don't even know if I want to do this shit no more.
When it gets knocked down, you got to get back up.
Yeah, you know it. It's just some bullshit, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit legal everywhere else around this motherfucker. You feel me? And you know what I'm saying? Even if you got chronic illnesses, nigga, you still can't. It's like, even if the doctor prescribed, nigga, you still can't.
It's stupid.
That's why they doing all that swabbing and all that shit in some of these states.
They're trying to jack a nigga license off.
Yeah. But my license intact, you know what I'm saying? I don't, you know, my license is good. I still got my CDL, but that shit just on my shit. They done put that bitch on there, so. You know.
It's on there that quick?
Yeah. Insurance company, they got wind of it, they know of it. So. He said he was trying to figure out how they can get me insured. He said he got a buddy, he's gonna see what he can do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because he fuck with you and they know that's some bullshit.
Yeah.
Just the way they got the shit leaked, the way they got the laws rolled over here, man, it's just some fucking bullshit. Fucking bullshit. Especially for AZ to be on that bullshit. I definitely don't get it.
Yeah. Where everybody at?
I don't know. No, Joey said he was coming in. I hit him when I hit you. Both y'all say y'all coming in.
Yeah, I missed the leg.
Gail stopped working for the night already. I sent David the link. Well, he was out in the oil field. I think he done went back to Oklahoma. Got somebody here about to be hauling milk or some shit.
Oh yeah, them loads paying right now, boy. You got unlimited clock. Got that unlimited clock on that, man.
Well, we about to run our milk bar on the op or something or something.
Damn, boy. Well, last I heard from D.
Well, I was gonna say, that's when we go about to run milk. D has.
Oh, okay.
I'm tired of getting a chapter. Let me hit him. Let me send him the link again. I'm hitting him now. I sent his ass the link again, though. Dude, no, he said he's gonna be the milkman. running this milk back and forth. Kel, he done got some gas. He can't start buying pussy. He start probably buying some pussy right now.
Oh, he on that little well?
He stay on it.
Lee. Nigga dick gonna fall off.
Okay.
Nigga dick
stay on the motherfucker.
Nigga dick gonna fall off. Fuck around.
Only time to turn around, Kel, on this shit. Kel, bro. Get a break. Get a break, son. Ain't no much pussy in the world. Kel Young, though, he's 25.
Yeah.
All he needs is hanging out in Chicago, dog.
What up?
Hanging out in Chicago?
Yeah, I'm gonna be here till tomorrow. I'm taking off. Be here to bed down that way.
Shit, know everything probably closed down like a motherfucker up there.
Shit, I'm finna go hit the liquor store. That's what I'm finna do. Hit the liquor store, probably find me some food. Come back.
That shit, the liquor store was closed in Virginia.
Shit, I'm finna get faded and pack this truck. I get the essential shit. I will fly back, but you know I got my hammer with me.
Yeah.
Just get this shit over with, my nigga, because I sure don't want to drive that shit.
Sorry, no. And you can't ship that shit to yourself.
Ship
that shit home.
Best thing I could probably possibly do is, you know, probably ride like the mega bus or something like that.
You ain't gonna wanna be cramped up on that bitch.
Yeah, no.
You ain't gonna wanna do that, I'm tell you that now. I talked to one of my partners, boy. I said, bro, is you driving trucks anymore? Every time I talk to him, he on some other shit.
Yeah.
Still working, bro? It'd be hard to go through this shit sometimes, nigga. I about lost anything fucking with this shit. At least truck. I mean, I was there. That shit hurt. Broke my motherfucking heart, I ain't.
Yeah.
Nigga done been knocked down a couple times, but I'm sure it's something else. But the comeback though, it didn't matter. We're gonna be straight right with them niggas. There's niggas that can do it on the insurance, trust me.
Yeah.
It's a small setback.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, I know. I just wish that nigga would have let me get down to Florida, man. I would have brought this shit back up here, man. Not just that, you know what I'm saying? It flew back, you know what I mean? But
I part of the reason why I ain't quit. And this chick up here is having to get all that stuff out of Chicago.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to throw my mattress away. How far that? Yeah, that's a little ride, huh?
Yeah, it's about
1,500.
No, about 1,100 miles. Ain't that far.
Oh, 1,100. Oh, yeah.
Bro, I do like, you know, if I leave tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, it's like 2 days, 5 and 5. I'll do like 6 and drive to Atlanta. And then, you know, finish it off on Sunday.
Yeah. Get my
I'm looking at my route to see how the fuck I'm gonna get out of here. I hope I don't gotta go into nobody's office. They got it with shit you go pick your bills up. You know, most of the shit now, nigga don't want you coming in there.
Yeah.
Bills right up on guard shack, which is cool with me. I don't wanna see a motherfucker anyway, you do. I got a fucking headache, man. That's another thing, man. I gotta figure that shit out. Also, the word I'm talking about working about 7-8 hours, and I got a fucking headache, banging like a busy.
See.
I'm gonna take some motherfucking merchants real quick. Pop some of these motherfuckers.
Shit, bro. I will kick it some more with you, man. But let me just go handle this stuff, man. Get this shit going, bro.
Yeah, my nigga, be safe, man.
Yeah, you know what, man.
Easy, bro. Yeah. Hit my line if you need me, dog.
All day, man.
All right, bro. One. Yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed the episode. Couldn't get it hard getting everybody together, you know. People doing this. Kale, he chasing cheeks down all the time. That's all he want to do is chase cheeks. You know what I'm saying? My man Shaw, he got an issue going on, so he ain't even really in the best spirits right now to be conversating. But wherever you at on the planet, man, I hope you stay safe and always stay sucker free. It's your boy Party Hard. We out.